A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Nun Gimel, Eruvin 53, fascinating daf, which focuses largely on different nuances of Jewish scholarship, such that the Gemara presents B'nai Yehuda. The area of Yehuda were much more meticulous in their studies. Galu Mesechta, they worked very hard for clarity, and therefore they achieved greater levels of scholarship. A lot of the cases have to do with nuances in text, whether an aleph is used, an ayin is used, things like that. But we also have a tremendous amount, which I'd like to focus on, of more out-of-the-book wisdom. For example, on Amud Aleph, pagination, page 105, on the third wide line, Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Yurches Yomam Gidalti Yetzo Rabbi Oshia Baribi, I was growing, I participated in their discussions for 18 days by this Rosh Hashiva. V'lo lamadati mimenu ala davar echad v'mishnasenu. I only learned one thing as far as text goes. Ketzed ma'avrin es ha'orim ba'alif. That when you assess a city, the correct text of this Mishnah is with an aleph, as opposed to an ayin. Ask the Gemara Eini. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Yud beis tamidim ha'yilal Rabbi Yosheb Beribi. Rabbi Yosheb Beribi had 12 students. V'yud ches yamim gidalti b'neihem. And I grew for 18 days among them. V'lamadati leiv kol echod ve'echod. And I learned the heart of each one. V'chochmas kol echod ve'echod. And the wisdom of each one. In other words, I learned the strengths of each one. Sounds like he learned more than one thing in his time over there. And the Gemara says that's the difference between text wisdom and general wisdom. It's two different things. Leiv kol echad ve'echad v'chochmas kol echad ve'echad gomar. He appreciated the greatness of each one. But Gemara lo gomar. But he didn't learn anything new except for one thing. That was the aleph and the ayin. Both of these nuances are mind-boggling. Firstly, he spent 18 days. He hung out there, so to speak. He learned the difference whether it should be an aleph or an ayin. He wanted to know the nuance of our Mishnah. And second, which is in itself greatness. Who would have patience to hang out for 18 days? You know, we could get rid of a rabbi because I haven't heard anything new that I think is new in the last 5 minutes. But the second thing is that he valued appreciating the greatness of each one of the students. There are 12 students, and he paid attention. Can you imagine if Rabbi Yechanan was the one to position people on a committee? He would know the strengths of each one. He would position them in the right places. A board that was led by Rabbi Yechanan would be a very effective board. He would know each one's strength, and he would position them accordingly. What I wanted to spend time on, though, mostly, is on the next page. Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 53b, page 106. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was known as the smartest person in Klal Yisrael. That was his reputation. When they needed someone to debate in Rome, or against the wise men of Athens, who remained into the Roman kingdom, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the man. Take a look in the wide lines about halfway. And I guess the easiest way to find it is at the end of the line is the word chutz. Halfway down in the wide, the last word on the line is chutz. jump to the towards the beginning of that line. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, "Mi yomay lo netzchani adam. I never had anybody who got the best of me." He's saying in a positive way. They won over me. They taught me something great. Chutz me isha tinok v'tinokis. Except for the three stories of a woman, a child, and a girl, a child. And the Gemara explains. Isha mahi, what's the case of the woman? Pamachas nisarachti etzel achsanya achas. I once was guest by a certain host. Also saw lipulin. She made a certain bean. B'yomrishan achaltem, I ate. V'lo shi'artem yam klum, and I didn't leave over anything. Apparently the way they left a tip in their time was very practical. Not in the main bowl, but each person would leave over on their plate a portion that was meant for the waiter, for the host, whoever you were trying to tip. Shinia, she served it again on the second day that I was there. V'lo shi'artem yam klum, and I didn't leave the tip. B'yom shlishi hikti chason. On the third day, she burnt it b'melach by over-spicing it. Okay? Kevin sheta'amti, I tasted it. Mashachti yadei mehem, I pulled away. I couldn't eat it. Amrali, she said to me, Rebbe, mipnei ma'in chasayid, why aren't you eating? Amarti lo, I didn't want to insult her. I thought I was being the nicer one. Kavarso adati mi ba'od yom, I already ate, I'm not so hungry. Amrali, she said, "Hayulachalim shach yadcham in apas. If you're not hungry, so why did you eat the bread? Oh boy, you look like you are hungry." Amrali, so she continued, and she said, "Rebbe, with all due respect, shemalo anachta peya barishonim. Maybe you didn't leave over the tip by the first days, and therefore something went wrong." And the Marsho explains. Because if you're leaving the tip, there's a personal gain also. You're bringing her in as a partner, because she's going to have to eat. That's what she's going to get, the leftovers. So she has an incentive to make it good. And she was trying to say, you didn't bring me in as a partner. This was such an amazing concept. You have the gvir, the real wealthy guy, and he's eating the best food, but he brings the ordinary waiter at minimum wage, he brings that person in as a partner. You're going to get the leftovers of my steak and of every patron that's here. So then we make good food for you. V'lo kachom ruchachomim. Didn't the sages teach? Ei mashirim peyer ba'ilfeis. You don't leave the tip over in the main bowl. Av mashirim peyer ba'ka'ara. But each person out of their own dedication should leave you the tip. And you didn't. And I was not a partner. And therefore your food got burnt. So that's one. Very, very deep. She's teaching him something. He says, this is not just Beis Medrash learning, I'm sure Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya learned from everyone. It's not a problem. But in the world, he learned something from her that was stunning. Tinoikis mayhi. What was the case of the child? I was once going on a way, and I was going through a field, and I went. This child, this girl, said to me, Rebbe, isn't this a field? Like she's trying to be polite, but what are you walking in someone's field for? I said, it looks like a paved path. Amrali, she said, listim kemoscha kivshua. Thieves like you paved it. Enough people walk through the field. It looks like this is the way to go. But you got to do your research. Maybe you're just a thief like everybody else. He says, she taught me something. Just because everyone's doing it doesn't suddenly always make it the minig. Maybe the host really doesn't like what you're doing. Everyone's doing it. The Gemara continues with a third example. Tinok mahi, what's the case of the child? I was once going on the way, and I saw a child sitting at the crossroads, the fork in the road. And I said, how do I get to the city? Which side? Amra li, he said to me, Zuk tzara va'arucha, this one is short but long, v'zu arucha k'tzara, and this one is long but short. V'alachti b'k'tzara va'arucha, I chose the one that was short and long. Kevin shigati le'ir, I got to the city, matzasa shemakifin osarganasa pardesin, I found that there are gardens over there, so you can get to that part, but you can't get in, because you'd have to walk through someone's garden, and I'm not going to do that. Chazarti la'achorai, I had to turn around. Amarti lo, I said, B'ni alo amarto li k'tzara, you told me it's short. I took the short route. Amarli v'lo amarti l'cha arucha, didn't I tell you, but it's the one that's going to end up being long? The child was talking with wisdom. And it's a life lesson, we all know that. You take the shortcut that ends up being long, or it's a business setting, a life setting, a choice of direction. Nashakti v'arosho, I kissed him on the head. V'yamarti lo, and I said, Ashreichem Yisrael, praised, lucky are you, Shakulchem chachomim gedolim atam migidulchem v'ad ketanchem, from great to small, you all speak with wisdom. You understand the depth of life and the great lessons. Now, just to make an observation, sometimes, particularly like you find this like with yeshiva kids, very wise, very perceptive, etc. Sometimes they cross a line where they have a good comeback, but it's not exactly what we'd consider endearing. There's another source for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya being bested. It can be found in the Medrash Eicha, Perek Aleph, paragraph Chaf 20. And over there he has an example that he once came to a well and he asked the girl for water and the girl gives him water and her wording is, I'll give you and your donkey water. So he took it and he said, you know, you're just like Rivka. Right? With the camels, Eliezer. So the girl answered, yeah, but you're not like Eliezer, who ended up giving her gifts. Bracelets. Yeah? It's funny that our Gemara doesn't list that. It's listed over there. It's not listed over here. And I think there's a big difference. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is not just looking for somebody who got the better of him. Looking for somebody who really said something. It's true, he gave bracelets, I didn't, but that's not the way you talk to the God of Ador. So he recorded it, it was a nice comeback, but it's not the same. The ones that are listed in the Gemara are things that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya really felt, I learned something from you. Not everybody who gives you water has to get bracelets like Eliezer did. That's a nice retort, maybe, but it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya records it, but it's not the same. These are major lessons, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya truly felt that he got something from this hostess, from the children. He felt like this was something that Nitzchani, he really felt that he gained from their insight. Yeshakoach.